Attention, spoilers are beginning now.
Sci-fi party line.
Welcome to another episode of the Sci-Fi Party Line Podcast. This is your hostess, Kat.
And this is your co-host, Carl. The Sci-Fi Party Line Podcast is an audio program where we discuss your favorite and not-so-favorite science fiction TV shows and films.
Today we will discuss Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Comes on Tuesdays, 9, 8 Central on ABC. So, Carl, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. First season had some issues.
That's polite. A lot of the stuff that was wrong with we got issues with Sky, but the problem with the whole first season, I'll say the first half of the first season, everything felt kind of, cookie cutter, artificial, kind of exaggerated. Nobody felt like who they were supposed to. Nobody felt real for the first full half. Even Coulson felt odd, and that was hard to watch. Now, the one really interesting thing that the show always had going for it is they were weaving in elements of the Marvel folklore. Everybody that knew all the inside stories and all the background, they held the story together. They dabbled little bits of that in. They tied it in with the great with the movie. And so that being in the background was fabulous. But everybody that was supposed to have been the main character, the main folks that we were supposed to care about, just kept kind of flaking out or just feeling cartoony in a bad way. It just didn't. So it was like that for pretty much the whole until the end, toward the end of the first season.
I think the Lady Sif episode, too, was good.
That right around then, it started to get a little bit better. The cutesiness of Fitz and Simmons, the Wonder Twins, that was not a good idea. But you see how they started to grow apart and they started to be interesting individuals, and it one at a time they started fleshing out the characters and the context that they were in started to bring them out,
except
she needs a little bit of help, but we'll see. So finally when the finale of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. rolled around and everything that we had seen and we'd gotten used to in terms of what S.H.I.E.L.D. was and who Hydra was and who were the good guys and who were the bad guys, all of that fell away. And we got the feeling that, okay, they're really going to try to – I'm not going to say it's a reboot, but I'll just say they're going to try to rough things up a little bit and not make it so after-school specially. They're going to do something more with the series. And that's how they left things with the finale of season one. And I was really excited. I got to tell you, I was like, okay, now we got something happening here. Let's go on. I'm ready to start again. I'm going to give them another shot. Let's roll into season two. So with that as my expectation, we begin season two of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
And let me tell you, season two, they bring in two pieces of hot man candy.
Okay.
You see where she goes.
I'm talking about character development.
The characters on the show are making comments about the beefcakes on the show. So I think that is something worth mentioning. And not only that, if I may skip to the latest episode, is I'm having some Wonder Woman regret happening because of our new addition to the show.
Okay, look, are you going to jump around? Are we going to talk about it?
I'm just saying, I jumped around on that, but let's go in order. Let's hit with Shadows. But you know what? I just wanted to throw out man candy. I wanted to balance my man candy comment with some woman candy for you, because I know you get jealous.
Oh, see, here we go.
So
Here we go.
I just want to
Well,
smooth it out for you.
I don't need any help identifying the lady candy. Thank you. All right, so I appreciate you trying to cover up your freakiness by trying to make it sound like that I need help here. So I'm gonna let you just wallow in your madness, man candiness, and I'm just gonna get on with the episode, please. So, all right.
Is Shadows.
Yeah, so all right, Shields in shambles. Everybody's living in a cave. They don't have a ship or a plane. They're just rummaging around in the woods trying to say, "We steal Shield." I don't know what we're gonna do. So the first thing they need is, of course, to identify a powerful artifact. And of course, they're still trying to recruit folks. So,
Miss
hey.
Candy.
Okay, so they're still trying to find folks that maybe can help them rebuild Shield. And so first thing they do is they go after the mysterious obelisk. They're trying to figure out what's going on. It's causing problems. Shields wants it. We got to get it. So the gang is after the little rod there.
And they add mercs, which include Xena, the warrior princess.
Okay, yes, Cena comes in. She's very, very cool. I always enjoy sort of like this rebuilding phase where the heroes are really down and now they've got to start from scratch and try to cobble stuff back together. Because, you don't want them to be winning all the time. It's no fun if they're always winning. So to see them
What,
trying to.
Carl? You don't like to win all the time?
Not all the time. No,
You don't like to win?
that's why I hang out with you. See? Because I just. Anyway,
Are you
so.
kidding
So. To have them rebuild, trying to rebuild Shield from scratch. They got to find their stuff. Their team is damaged because Fitz, he's not doing so well. Not
He got
doing so
brain
well.
damage.
Yes,
Literal brain
he
damage.
got Dane Bramage. That's right. He's not doing well.
Well, that's.
And yeah, and so yeah, their first mission now, post Shield, is to try to track down the obelisk. But not only that, there's a dude. That's got some issues. It was Creel, right? Is that that's what our guy's name
Yeah,
is?
I think so. I don't know.
He's got the ability to take on any material that he touches, the form of the
Isn't
material
that
that he touches.
cool?
That is cool. That is cool. That's a cool power to have. So yeah, he's taking on his different stuff and he's transforming and they're trying to chase him down. And for some reason, May's got a little issue there, but she's really got to catch him. But anyway, so yeah, the premise is good. I like a chase. I like the rebuilding. I like all the everybody's down. They're still scrambling around trying to figure out what's going on. So yeah, it's a good start. Good start for the season. I enjoyed this episode.
They killed off Xena.
Yeah, pretty early on too. So,
I thought, like, why? 'Cause why isn't she a regular? Because, like, that just seemed like such a waste
well,
of her.
I think that's how Shield's rolling now. We can't get comfortable with some of these characters because we don't know if they're going to be on for good or not. So this is part of the new darker Shield, and I like it, frankly. I like it,
Well,
but
you
I
failed to mention, Carl, that this episode opened with Peggy Carter.
Yeah, well, okay. That was
She found and discovered the obelisk, but she also locked horns with our main bad guy for the season.
Yeah.
Isn't that Daniel Whitehall?
Yeah, okay, that's true. That's
Yeah,
true.
so he's the German, and he's been alive for like since Peggy Carter's time, 1945.
Yep.
And I'm really impressed with him that he bought some wine and he kept it for that long, and he's just now drinking it. And he said it was pretty awesome. So I really wanted to taste the wine that he had, but I appreciate that he appreciates fine.
Okay, so we understand that the man is a planner, and his schemes. He'll put down $10, and then years later, it's worth a whole $2,000, dude. Why did you invest in some Apple or something? That is not how you roll this. But
it is so exciting to have a wine that old. So, whatever.
Okay, so yes, a villain.
Okay,
is
whatever.
We're supposed to be staying with the episode, people. There's not shadows. You want it all around.
Okay, whatever.
But yes, I enjoyed seeing Peggy Carter. She was quite nice in the Violet.
I didn't really like what she did with her hair, but whatever.
That was new. That was different. Agreed, but still. Mm-hmm, yeah.
So
let's not forget. Yes. Yeah, so now. So yes, we've got a bunch of mercenaries running around now because Shield's got to cobble itself together with whoever they can find. And so one of them is a dude named Hunter.
Which one is Hunter? Is that the man candy?
Well, you have to be more specific regarding which one you're talking about. But I don't think this is the one that you're talking about. Hunter is used to be married, remember?
The British one.
Yes.
Yeah, he's all right.
See, I kind of figured you'd say that. But so, yes, one of the surviving of the, they sort of knocked off a couple of those hired henchmen, but he manages to survive. And proves himself to the crew of S.H.I.E.L.D. In the end of the episode. So now we know he is being recruited by Coulson.
I mean, okay. You know who I'm really excited about, though?
Not a clue. Not a clue. I have no idea. Not a clue.
Who. Oh, Alfonso Mack McKenzie. Oh, ooh, son, be pumping those guns and
he had
triplets.
He had three lines in the whole episode. Why are you jumping into him already?
He didn't need to talk.
Okay.
He didn't need to talk.
This is so sad.
Always. And then you had like Agent Tripp. I mean, they're just like, Kat, this is for you, girl. Yeah. And so that's really what I don't know that they said anything or not. But I didn't care because, like, they were, like, doing manly stuff, fixing stuff, and with their shirts off or, like, short-sleeve shirts or tight shirts.
Really? So that's what you want to do with this episode here? We're trying to...
I'm just trying to amuse you, Carl. Sorry.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Sorry. Okay, listeners are not amused by that. Okay, I'm going to move on. Let's go on to the obelisk. So,
yeah, this bad news, this thing.
Yeah, so apparently if you touch it...
You turn to stone.
So, is this the end of... Is this where, at the end of the episode, we see Coulson writing on the wall with the crazy symbols?
Might have been. I can't remember which one, because he does that all the time now. So
okay,
I can't remember.
So I think the first episode had the big reveal. So what happened to him to make him do that? Was that last season, or did he touch the obelisk, or was it like when he came into contact with the blue?
It's the ooze that's doing that, we think. Well, it's a combination of obelisk proximity and the ooze.
Okay, right, okay. All right, so we have a Talbot that came from Heroes.
Yes, flying senator. Yeah.
Yeah, he came in and he's causing all types of trouble. He wants to take S.H.I.E.L.D. down, Coulson down. They, have run-ins and all these things. But somehow they kind of have, they settled for like a Cold War. By the end of this, is this the one where they're just kind of like, we're not going to bother you if you don't bother us, and we'll just, walk away?
Well, not quite. They're getting to that, but I don't think they've gotten there at the end of this episode yet because, not yet.
I watched them all at once, so they're kind of all one episode, so that's why I'm jumping around.
I got you. Okay.
Keep me on task, Carl, because I'll just talk about the
okay, okay, so you wandered into Heavy as the Head, which is the second episode. So, yes, that's where, we see a little bit more with Talbot. This is the one where Creel starts to take on the properties of the obelisk, because he's touched it, and now he's having his Terminator, his T-1000 issues, where he's trying to control it, but he's flaking off and stuff's happening to him. So, this is the episode where he really starts to cause problems because he's having trouble controlling his abilities, and they're chasing him around trying to figure out how to stop him.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Moving on.
Okay, right? What, you want to get to the band beef? What's wrong with you? What
no,
you
no, doing? I'm like, let's go with, so I want to move on to the third episode, because this is when we get to see Sky talking to, what's his name? Fitz. No, not Fitz. Sky talks to the guy.
Who
else does Sky?
Oh, Ward.
Yeah, what is
okay,
wrong with
Ward. God, like, who's the guy I talk to? It's the whole series. She talks to everybody. Okay, so yes, making friends and influencing people.
You see how Carl is? He doesn't remember anything that I need him to remember.
Oh, thank you for that random access. So yeah, all right. So, all right, yeah, Fitz is starting to come out of it a little bit. And by the way, in the previous two episodes, I thought it was sort of a neat reveal that turns out that Simmons was in his head the whole time.
It's a little too Tyler Durden for me, but I like that they have captured Ward. Ward is downstairs in the basement, captured behind some sort of force field that he cannot escape. He seems at peace with his captivity and what he's done. He's vowed not to lie to Sky again. Sky doesn't care. I don't care about Sky, so there's win-win. He's being kept alive for information, which I think is a sad turn for his character, because I liked him as the hard-edged, grizzled, loyal soldier, and now, like, he's, unless they, like, do an amnesia something or some weird reboot of the character, they're just probably going to kill him off, and that would be pretty sad. But anyway, he's given information, and I don't know, we move on from that, and I think he gives the information so we could get more access to
and don't forget they have a little moment between Fitz and Ward. That was very special, because Fitz has been trying to get better, and he's on the way. He's mended up a little bit, but for him to finally confront Ward about what he did to him, Fitz didn't take it too well. He pretty much cut off his oxygen, threatened to suffocate him, and was just kind of left him. He's going to walk out.
Am I cold that I don't care about Fitz or Simmons?
Yes, you are. Because
I don't
they have
care
actually,
about their characters at all. They add no value for me.
Okay,
liked them from the start, and I think
the Wonder Twins aspect of them was a little after school special, but recently they really have. I mean, the fact that you saw Fitz obviously having a thing for Simmons, and Simmons just kind of like, no, that was a pleasant turn in terms of pulling them apart, developing a little bit more each as character. Watching Fitz trying to recover has been a sad thing. Somebody whose whole life has been the science and discovery. Having this much trouble with his mind and articulating what he knows, that's difficult to watch, but it's exciting to see him working through that. Also, the fact we've known him as pretty much kind of like a goody-goody guy this whole time. He's always trying to do the right thing, and he was afraid of the confrontation. He didn't want to get involved. So to have him sucking the oxygen out of Ward's cell, this is going to be a new Fitz we're dealing with now. It's kind of cool to see the change developing with him, as well as what's going on.
He should have killed him.
As well as what's
he
going
on. He should have killed him. That would have been a great change. But now he's just, I'm just going to turn off your oxygen, but I'm not going to remember what it's called. And I'm going to have an imaginary friend. Like, go hardcore or go home.
We're going to give him some time. Besides, I know you don't want Ward dead. So we're just giving it time. So, okay. So just like we're seeing a little bit more development with Fitz and his, you know, special recovery. Simmons going undercover in Hydra headquarters.
Stupid.
Also, I think that's an interesting move.
It was dumb. It made no sense. Well,
we don't know that yet, because we're only on episode 3 right now. It's making friends and influencing people. And we're trying to keep stuff together in order. So, proceed.
With what?
Well, okay, the whole moment of they're trying to go after this guy's name. The X-Men, the Ice X-Men, what, Donnie, remember? So they're still trying to recruit special folks in this world that are not mutants, because that's something totally different. We can't use that term. But the enhanced humans, and they're chasing this guy down who's got the ice power. It was fun watching him run around the ship and having May and crew chasing him down. And that little moment where Simmons is back is to our new guy Hunter, and he's about to take him out, but it's Simmons, and then we have May having to do a little damage control, so to say. So, you know, these are the dilemmas that spark up in the middle of a gunfight. You got undercover people, and you got to work with who you have. Coulson's got like six people now as all a SHIELD, so he's got to work with which is why I think Simmons got the job that she did. Because look, there are not many people that Coulson can trust out and around. His team's down. There's not that many folks around. I really think that's the only reason that Simmons finds herself in Hydra headquarters. Because, look, we run out of people. And despite your Wonder Woman, who managed to get in there, they make it very clear in a later episode why she couldn't do the things that Simmons could. So I agree. I would not have picked Simmons as the crack undercover agent to try to infiltrate anywhere. But given the very limited resources that Coulson has and what he's got to deal with, it sort of makes sense that, look, he's making do with what he's got, and that's what's going on. So, again, I find her difficult to believe as a very good undercover agent. However, everything that we've seen so far in the series, I mean, in this season, implies Coulson is just duct tape and rubber banding what he can with SHIELD, and that's why she's there. So that kind of makes sense to me.
That's fine. So then we have this thing where, let's see, Whitehall is brainwashing people. Hydra.
All good villains do that. So, yes, we got to expect that.
Yeah. So they're doing this whole, I don't know, keep their eyes open, flash.
Clockwork Orange.
Clockwork Orange. Yep. And, you know, that's fine. We get to see how they get people to be so loyal. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they're showing it to us. Maybe this is going to be a way that Ward can be forgiven if he was
we know right away that's not what's going on, but I think the main reason we're doing that is because you can't be a really evil guy unless you're, you know, brainwashing or torturing folks. So we have to see the villain in the middle of torturing somebody, because that's the role, that's, you know, what villains do in the movies. So you know, you can't have villains just talking about what they're going to do. They always have to shoot a random person or ask somebody, you know, where they go, this was not the sandwich I ordered. Bam! You know, oh, now we know he's the villain because he just shot the chef. See, that's how it works. So, yeah.
It was the chef, though.
Yeah, exactly. Right. That's how you know he's really. Right. So he's enjoying his wine while torturing people, because that's how the villains roll. So I really think that's what's going on.
It was a fine wine.
Okay, thank you, Billy.
Yeah, that's
just so terrible. Yeah, just terrible.
You like evil. So anyway, so yeah, that's that. Mm-hmm. Then we move on. Do you want to move on to another episode, or are you still there? Oh, well, no, we're still there, because this is the episode where not only do we see brainwashing, we get Raina comes back.
Welcome back.
She comes back with her still floral dresses and her smarmy ways. And she has the obelisk, and she has to give it.
Well, she knows where it is. She knows where it is.
Right. It is with the guy from. It is with Skye's dad.
That's right.
And Skye's dad is crazy. And, but our man Whitehall wants to get the obelisk from that guy. Right. And Whitehall threatens Raina in a very particular way to make her extremely afraid of her, him.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then, so this forces Raina to seek out Coulson for his help, but that's later on.
Yep, we got the alien tech bug on her now that we assume is gonna implode her, make her brainwash, or just, we don't know what it is, but they just put the evil tic tac on her, and now she's got what 24 hours? 24
but that hours? We're stepping ahead. We're stepping.
Oh,
ahead.
We forget.
We forget, or you forgot, Carl, that we had May. And a shiny silver dress.
Chick fight, awesome.
You were so
that
sexist.
Was awesome.
You were so sexist.
I mean, look. Even Coulson had to stop and go. I can't believe I'm the only one seeing this. That was so. what I really wanted was for when the guy in the painting runs past behind him to go like, damn it. You know, because Coulson had just posted up, really. He was sitting in the doorway. He was just going to watch the maze, the clone maze, you know, just battling it out. But no, he had to chase the dude with the painting. But it was awesome.
It was fun. I mean, so I'm not sure that I condone a full silver dress like that.
Are you saying it was a little
disco ball for me?
It was sort of a formal event. It was a formal event.
Yeah, I just don't think I liked that dress. It was just a bit much.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, May, she's.
It was too much.
She's doing something different now. You know, May is trying to show us her girly side for this particular event is what was going on.
Yeah, okay. Well, it was big, shiny, and kind of tacky. But the cut of it was nice. I like the slit up the front, but I think the sleeves made it was just too much fabric. And then maybe if it was sleeveless, then perhaps it wouldn't have been so shiny and too much. But, you know, she wore it well. So I just think that... You know, I don't really have anything to say about it. Is that it was just not, you know, to my taste standards. But I think that I really enjoyed how you can put a piece of cellophane on your face to mm-hmm. look like Agent May and right. instantly grow boobs to fill out her dress when, like, a second ago you really didn't.
I didn't notice at all. That knowing that I've been noticed that they were not at all the same height or body type, but magically during the fight scenes, they looked exactly alike. I didn't notice that at all. All I know, I just enjoyed a good chick fight, and that was fun because it was wonderful. It was wonderful watching those two because, hey, look, in action films. You all like, you know, think about Face Off. I think it's always the guys duking it out in the battles, the gunplay and all that. May gets to play May, and it was fun to see her fighting like that. It was awesome.
That was a really good fight scene.
It was.
I did get a little fatigued with it towards the end because I'm like, okay, enough already. We get it. But while it was going on, it was pretty intense. She had some really good moves, and it was kind of exciting.
I like that. I would have posted up right there with Coulson. Like, man, I'm with you. I'm right here, man. That's it. We'll get Hydra later. You got a camera?
Carl, you're so disappointing.
It was awesome.
So this is where also our guy from Heroes, our what is he? Is he a commander? I forget.
Talbot.
He was not at the event, but somebody was posing as him at the event, and he told them, was like, you know, I wouldn't go to that type of event. You should have known from the start, you know?
But yeah, you know, Talbot was cracking that. That was funny.
Yeah, but it's good for them to, like, have a mutually assured destruction standoff, you know, thing going on. So they're not friendly, but they're not hateful towards each other. So that could be okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the next episode, Face My Enemy, there's a painting that is discovered in a fire in a church, and everything burned down in the church except for this one painting. And on the back of the painting, it has the symbols. And so Coulson and May want to get it. Other people want to get it. Talbot wants it, and that they just don't get to it. just yet in time, or am I talking about it backwards? That's why they went to the thing.
That's why they went to the ball.
Okay, well, I'm confused. I told you I watched them all at once, so they're all kind of blend together to me. I apologize, listeners.
I was trying to figure out how to save you on that one. I was just like, I got nothing. I got nothing. I
can't. Sorry.
So, but yes, everything that you said did indeed happen. So yes, that was well done.
So then I think at the end of this one is when we get Whitehall to threaten Raina, and then we find out who has the obelisk, and it is Kyle McLaughlin from Twin Peaks, and he is Skye's father, and apparently
Skye's evil father.
He's crazy because he likes to kill people.
Mm-hmm. You won't like him when he's angry.
No, you won't. So he's like, and not only that, Raina goes to him and she's all like, please give it to Whitehall because he really wants it. And he was like, what, you more scared of him than you are me? And then she's like, screw these dudes, and went to Coulson and they had wine.
Okay, now by the way, I just, first of all, the get out my face scene with Skye's dad and Raina was just rough. I mean, she was just like, please. She's like, I found you in the gutter and I don't need you showing up in my house acting like this. Out. And just pushed her out. Now, here's why I don't want to be a bad guy. All right, here's why I don't want to be a bad guy. Because bad guys are temperamental. You never know. You try to join the henchmen, and you just never know when you're going to say the wrong thing, right?
No, you don't want to be a henchman.
I'm just going to say, bad guys work together, and you got to get a little union going. But anyhow, say he pushes Raina out the lab or whatever, and he turns around to continue his garage band's surgery, because the dudes have been laying wide open on the surgery table while this whole family spat has broken out. And so the guy's there, and he's sitting there with his buddy laying out on the table. He's like, dude, can we get back to work here, please? And he's and Dad is already angry. You can see, he's got a little twitch going. You know, like, ar. And he's like, thank you. I think it's about time you got back to work. And it was the last thing that he said. I can't remember exactly, but it was that last thing. And you see him just looking up like, you know what? Not today. And then later on, you see their bodies piled up someplace. Don't be a henchman. Don't be with the bear. Because they are temperamental. They got attitude problems. You say one wrong thing. If they have one bad day, and you end up in a gutter somewhere. So.
But evil guys, they are a lot of fun.
When they're not killing you. Other than the dead part, they're a ball.
Oh my god! So let's see what else. Hydra.
Go on. So yes, Raina now has run off. Now she got no friends anywhere. The only place she can go now. Time's running out. She's got to go to Coulson.
But she doesn't go hat in hand and humble. She says, if you do not. Give Skye to me so I could give Skye to her father. I'm gonna expose Simmons as a mole inside of Hydra, and you got 2 minutes to make your decision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, well, you know, that's the way she's used to.
She's going to somebody for help, but she's gonna threaten it, and then she did it.
Yeah. Well. Look, she's used to dealing with evil folk, so that's how evil folk have conversations. That's how they discuss things.
Oh, so that's how I need to talk to you from now on. Okay, Carl.
Okay, you see my eyes twitching. I'm doing a little twitch right now. just you never know what's going to happen next.
Say
something else. Say something else. So anyhow. She pretty much outs everything that Simmons was up to back in the evil henchman headquarters. Sent the
now also we have Bobby coming in as like, I don't know, jack booted lady.
Yeah, Bobby.
And she's walking around like, we're gonna find the mole, and she is owning the heck out of that place. She has on knee high boots, red, awesome. And she is just walking around like she's just like,
she's got her two sticks. She got her pain sticks. Right? Just whip them suckers out
before we even.
You bring her the wrong coffee. Sticks come out.
That was before she was like pretty intense before that, and then when we found out she was on our side, she started kicking ass with like loose nunchucks.
Awesome.
Whatever.
And she was just nothing wrong with that. She got her power sticks.
It
was awesome.
Wrong with it.
It was awesome.
And I started to regret not wanting her as Wonder Woman, because I kind of raised a little bit of hell. Because she didn't look the part, but now that we see her in a fight, I was trying to imagine this lady in the Wonder Woman costume, because like, she has really good action scenes and this was really good looking for her, and I think that I'm pretty sure she would have made a good Wonder Woman, but it was just something about her in the costume and the initial pilot and things that just didn't work out. But I think like maybe if they revisit her as Wonder Woman, maybe she could, but I don't know. But they say she's going to be an addition to the new Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So we'll see. I mean, she's been getting her action chops. She was in G.I. Joe. She was in some other things. So maybe she'll be a permanent cast member and they will kill off Skye.
Okay. See, I think you're hoping for a little too much of that last part there. But it is great to have her.
I don't know. They're so attached to Skye and Fitz and Simmons. Those characters do not, they are too weak for the intensity of like Thor and Iron Man and Hulk. They just, they're not there for me.
Okay. Well, they're. Let's give them a little more time. I think things are improving. Mm. Things are improving.
Oh, why are you so positive about this? But Doctor Who, you're just like, oh, I hate Doctor Who.
Well, they only have 50 years to build on.
Just like you, Carl.
What that wrong with that? As long as you can bring it.
I don't think you can bring it, sir.
Oh, yes, indeed. I can bring it, baby.
Whatever. Okay, so... I don't know. So I think she's a great addition, but now we got Simmons though, conveniently extracted from Hydra unscathed, and now she is having a reunion.
Well, she had Wonder Woman backing her up, so you know she's gonna make it out all right.
But it was still a little too after.
Jumped on the invisible plane.
Oh.
You got to do that. You got to jump off a building onto an invisible plane.
Or flying
hovercraft or flying car. But somehow you got to jump off a building onto something with the hero. That's very heroic.
Oh, yeah, God, I forgot that it was an invisible plane. Whatever.
Cloaked. It took them a while to get it, remember. So you got to show off that cloak now every time they can.
Whatever. Yeah, okay, whatever, Carl. So this is where we are now. We do know that
Well, let's take that last moment in this episode. This is episode 5, Hen in the House. Hen in the Wolf House is this episode. Where finally, Skye breaks off from the team because, you know, she always does exactly what she told and stays put when they say, wait here. So, of course, after all the fighting and whatnot, Skye has broken off on her own and manages to find the lair where she believes her father is. And they go inside. Well, she goes in first, thinking that she's going to find her father. And, of course, the father, who has looked desperately for her his entire life, the only memento he has of her is a single photograph. Was it? The whole lab's gone. What's the one thing that's left behind?
Photograph.
Of course. That makes total sense, right?
Y'all, yeah, that's of course, dude.
That's, you know, of course he would leave the one thing behind. He also managed to leave some cameras behind so he can watch the tender moment of Coulson there to console his daughter that she can't find him, and also finding out that he's a monster because Pyla Henchman is in the closet.
How does she deduce that he did that. Somebody could have came in and did that before, and he could still be a good guy. He still might be a good guy.
Because she can sense that it's the evil in her father. That's why she was like,
but if
no!
he's evil, then by association, she is too. I want her to die.
I don't think that's going to happen, but yeah,
well, they need to kill her finally.
Hang on. Now we know in this episode that there is some more mojo to Skye than we've thought all along. It turns out that it's very possible she, being a descendant of Madman Dad, who has also, you know, got some kind of things going on, that maybe, just maybe, she is part alien. We find that out. Coulson just drops it on her. You're part alien, girl. Wake up.
We already knew that.
What are you talking about? It was a revelation. She did not
no,
know.
She didn't know, but we as the audience knew.
No, we are supposed to be equally shocked with Skye.
No, you must have missed that part, Carl. Don't try to play it off, because they've mentioned that before already.
Nobody wanted to believe it. It's a shock. We are all shocked. The audience is shocked.
Listeners, this is something that I remember that Carl didn't. Just note that.
Okay, what was it that you remember? Tell me about it then.
We always knew that Skye, something was up with her, especially after she died. And then Coulson went to the lab and he saw the, I guess, blue alien laying in the sarcophagus or whatever. And then we got some weird message that Skye was different.
Right. You know, that could just meant really nice. Friendly in the office.
Carl didn't know something. I knew it. Guys, write it down. Okay. Woo! Anyway.
And from that you deduce she was an alien?
I knew something was up with her. And of course, this is Marvel, so alien.
Okay.
Woo!
All right. Well, that's cool.
Or clone.
Okay. All right. Anyway.
I'm just mad because something you forgot.
Can I
rub it in just a little bit more?
You go ahead, but I wasn't sure that meant she was an alien. So that was kind of, it was a
just
shock.
Just trying to dress it up. That's fine.
Oh, I didn't think she was an alien. I thought
that's
that was
fine.
A bit of a shock.
That's fine, Carl. So I forgive you.
I thought she had something else going on. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, So does that make her cooler, though? Is that an
No, issue? It doesn't. I still want her to die. She just does not match the tone. I tell you, those three characters do not match the tone of the show before. This still feels like a cooler version of Mutant X, but it still feels like Mutant X. So I need for them to I don't know what, but May finally has. I've turned around on her because
really,
I wasn't feeling. I know I was
this long because I like I thought maybe
I
it was
like
kind of...
Ward now that he's evil and he's darker. He has I like because he's complicated now
and has less clothes on. Mm-hmm. Go on.
What, he didn't have on clothes?
Yeah, go on. Just go on. I'm listening.
Oh, okay. Thanks for reminding me. But Skye and Fitz and Simmons, they just don't fit to me in the Marvel universe, and they feel like they're put there. They don't feel like Captain America. They don't feel like Iron Man. They don't feel like Black Widow. They don't feel like any of those characters, and I think they all should die.
Okay. All right. Well,
somebody out there agrees with me, and they probably think that May should die too. I don't think May should die. I'm fine with her. But the other three characters, they need to do something if they want this. They're trying, but somebody is still hanging on to those three characters, and I don't know why. They need to reshuffle the whole thing, leave Coulson, and get those people off.
All right. Well, I have a feeling they're not going to do that.
No, I know they're not going to do it because they're going to continue to make the show suck.
I believe that in the beginning there was not a lot of redemption for these characters, and I was a little concerned about the progress of the series. However, since the end of the last season, and now that we are well into the second season, I believe there is hope. I believe there's... Skye is not...
You know, this
not,
is like, Carl.
Hang on.
Okay.
Before you say anything else, I'm just going to say, Skye is not my favorite out of the folks on the show, but I think they're trying... They're trying to do a little something with it. But I believe that they have brought up the darkness and intensity of most of the characters on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And I think it's improved the series. So I'm Skye, she's probably the last, and I'm waiting to see what they're going to do with her. What
They should kill her and keep her dead because they
I'm
killed her once.
okay. So let's see how things go. I'm going to give it
You know what
continue.
this is like, though, Carl? This is like.
There we go. We got
You
here we go.
know,
Here we go.
I was about to
Yay.
get lewd, too, so I'm going to dial it back. This is like a person that has been giving you crackers and water for like a whole year, and
Yes.
they decide to give you a little meat and cheese, and you get all excited about it.
It's an improvement. You got to appreciate the improvement.
They are still starving you. You
Well, yeah, but it's a
know,
little
like
bit better.
you
But look, it's
don't
like it's basically
lunchable.
this is a yeah, it's a Slim Jim. It's a Slim Jim snack, and that's an improvement over just the crackers. But hey, we're giving them time. Hey, here's another little random thing. Sometimes I have a little trouble understanding Simmons on the show. Her accent throws me at times. So sometimes I have to what? Huh?
Bobby.
Yeah, just every once in a while she'll say something. Ellie, what did she just say? And so I'll rewind and try to listen to and tease at what she's saying. Like, for instance, in this last episode, at one point, I thought she just yelled out fish tacos. I said, she could not have just said fish tacos. This doesn't make any sense because she was talking into her ultra secure piece of paper in the middle of a park. I let
But
it
she did
go.
say fish tacos, didn't she?
Yes, turns out
Oh.
she did say, and I was shocked when that's what was going on, but I'm also cracking on her ultra secure
I just
document.
think maybe your hearing's going. You should probably put
Okay,
on
listen. Let me
the
finish.
little, what do you call the little things at the
Can I
bottom
finish, please?
that
Can
old people read that they have on? You should do that for yourself.
I finish, please?
Okay.
So, and yet another moment where I didn't quite get what she was saying. She's looking at a lab sample, and her buddy's peeking over her shoulder, and she said something crazy, and I couldn't quite figure out what it was. Well, I eventually teased it out to be something like, "Who could imagine?" What kind of hell cow would be making carmine milk? Now, I had no idea. These are just random words, just words thrown together. And I said, look, I'm gonna have to Google on this because I don't know what the heck she just said. So I started with carmine milk and I Googled on that. And
You got porn.
the path that this took me on is rather ridiculous. So fans of Marvel, of the Marvel Universe, immediately know what this is. I am not so into the universe, so I had to do a little digging.
Oh.
Yeah. You ready for this? The Hell Cow reference was the follow-up to the carmine milk that immediately piqued my attention. Turns out in the Marvel Universe, Dracula, yes, actual Dracula, got an extra hungry one evening, went into a barn, and bit a cow. And I don't know if this is his plan, his intention. I don't know what the deal was, but the cow turned into a vampire cow, sort of like a villain vampire cow. And so this hell cow, which is a like a villain, but it's a vampire cow, gives out a kind of milk that's referred to as carmine milk. And so this villain Hell Cow is actually a character in Marvel Comics and has history and has nemesis and stuff. One such nemesis would be Howard the Duck, which is totally other craziness. So just in this moment, because there's oftentimes that I don't know what the heck Simmons is saying. And so just this one time, I said, I need to look this up to find out that there is a vampire cow descended from Dracula lineage that gives out a kind of evil milk that is the arch nemesis of Howard the Duck. All that in a 3 second throwaway line in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. There's a whole world of stuff going on in these episodes that perhaps you and I are not privy to, not being in the world
Wow.
of Marvel.
We're definitely gonna get emails about this.
I didn't know. I had no idea. I didn't know what a carmine milk was.
Wow.
Didn't know what a hell cow was. But hey, baby steps, folks. I'm just kind of
See, I don't
ease my way into
see
this world.
you know, I like I'll watch the original trilogy. I'll even watch the prequels. But the expanded universe, man, I don't know.
There's a whole layer, whole extra layer.
So this is, to me, is like from the films, this is expanded universe stuff, which I know is probably like crazy talk to some people. But I, in my lifetime, never wanted to know about a villain vampire hell cow.
Her name's Bessie. So Bessie the hell cow.
Mm. Did not want to name it. But... you know, that there's just some things that, like, you don't want to really know that this is a comic, part of a comic book universe that had to have a comic book and is associated with Howard the freaking Duck.
I just want to
I'm not done, Carl Gryffindor Leonard. Look, this is something that I did. The people had to spend money to find out about this hell call. Cow, and yes. And it had to have existed for a long time to have an arc and a storyline and nemesis, and to me that is funny and bizarre, you know, at the same time. And I don't want that, because like when I think of Thor, I don't want to think of that.
Thor versus the Hell Cow. That
See,
would be
that's
epic.
Not, that's
epic.
Not really what I need in my life.
Bring the moo.
It's not what I need.
So I'm just pointing out that we are watching this series.
And stuff is just flying over our heads.
We're missing.
And partially paying attention, too, because we're trying to suck down all these shows.
It's an amazing universe. It's an amazing universe. For them to be bold enough just to toss that in there, you know, kudos. Kudos, Marvel, because not everybody would have been willing to go back and touch the Hell Cow.
Bessie. So, guys, and just for, you know, future, we are going to review Guardians of the Galaxy. We're just going to wait for it to come out on DVD. We both seen it already. Carl, though, is, you know, he's an elderly gentleman, so he doesn't remember so well. And he doesn't remember anything from the film. So
I would simply if you're going to attack my senility, I just want to point out that I saw it opening weekend when it came out, and some people chose not to see it until the dollar theater showing a week ago. So I'm just gonna point out
I am a busy woman.
Here we go.
With a complicated life.
Sad.
And you know, I just don't have all this free leisurely time like elderly Guardians gentlemen like yourself have in retirement. So
Guardians Galaxy, you got to make
no,
time.
I'm
so,
not
so I want to do it hey, when it's fresh and not like the cam version that I found someplace. So we're gonna do this right when it comes out on DVD. So we haven't forgotten.
Yeah. So I you know, I'm not in retirement and I don't live off of Social Security. So
that's you should have paid to see it in the theater at a reasonable time.
I did pay to see it in a theater. It was at the theater. We don't have a Doppler theater here in Ithaca. We have the one theater. This is a very small town. It is literally 8 miles big. This okay. So anyway, Agents of Shields, guys. Shields. That's like Neeson's.
Agent of Shield.
Marvel Agents of Shield. So any last thoughts that, I mean, we really... you know, Skype had issues and we kind of didn't remember everything. I didn't remember everything. So, you know, don't hate us. don't hate us. Just, you know, just let us.
We're newbies to the Marvel Universe and we're appreciating it at one level. There's a lot more going on, I'm sure.
Yeah. So, you know, just cut us some slack this time. But, you know, in the future, you can go hardcore on Carl and he's at RoboMinister on Twitter. That's our show. I'm just going to wrap it up for you. We do have a voicemail and it is operating. I've called Carl his call. He's left me dirty messages. You naughty boy. And
that wasn't me. That wasn't even me. I don't know what you're talking about.
I recognize your number.
Okay.
Our number is 773-336-2686 and you can go to our website, leave us a comment, a nice comment.
Doesn't have to be.
Yeah, leave us a nice comment at scifipartyline.com and you can also leave us a comment on iTunes.
Ladies, if you want to know where your men's are, be sure to leave a message for Kat. She's at FancyFimbot on Twitter. You can find me at RoboMinister on Twitter. And you can reach us both at Sci-Fi Party Line. And on Facebook, Google Plus, and Stitcher Radio.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show. And we will see you at the party next time. Bye.
Moo! Oh.